5, another hour of the Johnny G Show underway, and Allison Fisk is the winner of the Wipeout deal, which we had just before that record from Petula Baby, and Allison gets a free pass to see the surfing movie Endless Summer.
The Royal Guardsman Friday night at the Coconut Club, the place where the stars appear.
There's more of a taste like that in the world.
Channel 95.
How do you plop a transistor radio in your mouth sometimes with Channel 95 turned on, and you'll turn on. Attention all military personnel.
This is Sam the Sham from Sam the Sham and Fails telling you that you're listening to 95.
Won't somebody tell me?
Tell me, baby, now. Catch a girl. That's Sam the Sham and all the Pharaohs in WLOS. Right now, it's 5:08, Johnny G Show, and hello, nice to see you there.
Channel 95.
Delicious breakfast. How about a little mellow yellow here? It's even got a yellow label on the record. The tubes are yellow, and there's a little fungus growing in them. It even sounds distorted.
I'm just mental.
Mellow Yellow, Donovan from Channel 95. That's pretty wild. Number 6 of the action survey. And we have 14 after 5 o'clock.
Have you got a cold or a headache?
Well, here's a good cure for it.
What BC does.
Howdy, neighbor. Old Kentucky Jim. Y'all come.
Hudson, sure will, you know. Here goes Fred Gary Lewis, Dolphin Playboys now. And boys, where the words come from? They come out of the word machine. Head of meat or the dictionary or whatever else you got. Like maybe you can get some words from Mrs. Zinzenmauer.
Hello?
Mrs. Zinzenmauer?
Yes?
I'm from WLOF Radio, Mrs. Zinzenmauer. Do you ever listen to Channel 95?
Oh, yes, I listen all the time. I just got a new radio for my birthday.
Oh, good. What do you think of it?
Now? Oh, it's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. I got a little thing I can plug in my ear.
Mrs. Zinzenmauer.
And then, Kenny?
How do you like WLOF, Mrs.
And the instructions are all in some kind of funny little writing.
Mrs. Zinzenmauer, we feel that people who listen to WLOF make the best commercial. Do you mind if we use this in a commercial? Mrs.
Zinzenmauer? I thought Matt, and Japan. Make a lot of beer cans.
I never really believed that the Japanese made things out of old beer cans. But this is a true story. One time when I was a kid, I guess I was 5 years old or something, I had a little toy truck, you know, driving it back and forth across the sand, and it fell apart. And inside was the monogram of the beer company that made the original can. I thought that was pretty neat.
You think that's strange? I've talked to some people. It's not true now, but when the Japanese cameras were started coming in, some of the high-quality ones,
mm-hmm.
on a shutter.
Yeah.
You can see the labels, the beer can labels.
They made shutters out of beer cans. I'm really a genius guy. In fact, this new watch I have, my goodness, it's a strange brand.
Once again, you're invited to rock out.
Got with the Monkees down there, new album, The Kind of Girl I Could Love. We won't get into that again, Jay. Kind of Girl I Could Love, that's from the Monkees in Channel 95. Just found out that some American beer manufacturers are melting down Japanese-made toy trucks and making beer cans. Is that the word, Art?
True. I was looking at canned beer the other day, and it said Fujiyama Toy Tractor Company inside.
It's Fujiyama Toy Tractor Company. That's pretty good, folks. I don't know if beer cans you got, gang. I can't tell where the metal came from. W-L-O-F 1456, Lake Barton Road. Peter and Gordon here. Nice and rusty armor. Number 18 on the front of the boy. Here's another name in our 1,000 record giveaway now. Rosemary and Zinzer. No, that's not right. Zinzer, that's it. Zinzer. Call me, Rosemary. If you're listening to Cypress 37777, remember, you'll be a finalist for 1,000 records. Rosemary Zinzer, living in Winter Park.
Come on, baby. What's that?
This is a weird record. I don't know what it's doing in here, but it's kind of, it's sort of, it sort of grows on you. Like moss. No,
Hello, this is Mark Ford of KR.
Shadows of Love. That's from the Ford Top Gun Channel 95.
ABC, second season.